You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Come in. Oh, Darryl, I thought it might be you.
Is this a good time?
Yes, yes.
I mean, if you're busy,
it's fine. I was only checking my emails.
Oh, only you said you'd help me with my new claim.
It's fine, I said.
Well, it can wait, yeah?
But it can't, though, Darryl, can it? Come in and shut the door and we'll get on with it.
It's really kind of you.
We should have done it last week.
Yeah, but you were busy with Kenton's wedding. I'm glad it went well.
Oh, it really did. It was great.
Lovely family occasion.
Yes. Kenton's just sent me a picture of him and Jolene in the lakes. See?
Oh, they look really happy. Hey, I didn't give Alona much of a honeymoon, you know. Couldn't afford it.
I'm sure she still had a good time.
I want much of a husband to her. Not even then. No wonder she...
I'm doing well for Family Post. Daniel sent me an email too.
Oh, great.
I've mostly been following him on Facebook. But he'll be home soon.
Yeah. I'll be long gone by then.
I wasn't talking about you, Darryl. I was talking about Daniel.
Yeah. Sorry.
It'll be much better for you when you've got a place of your own sorted.
Yeah. Hey, look, you don't want to be bothering with my application now.
Yes, I do.
No, you'll be wanting to reply to Daniel and your brother. A family comes first.
Kenton's not going to be reading many emails on his honeymoon.
No, but...
And I'm not convinced Daniel ever reads mine. I've told you. It's fine.
And there's no point sending the application in today anyway. The office will be shut.
All the more reason for them to have it first thing Monday morning. The sooner it goes through, the sooner you'll have your benefits back.
Yeah. I'm very grateful to you for lending me the money to tide me over.
Oh, that's all right.
I'll pay you back every penny as soon as I get a job.
Which will be sooner if this application's in and we can get you a new interview at the job centre.
I suppose so.
So let's get on with it. We can get it done before it's time to go to the bonfire.
Well, I don't want to make you late for that. If we haven't finished...
We will have. Are you going to come with us? It would do you good to get out of the house.
So you decided not to work out your notice on the house?
Oh, there didn't seem much point. I was practically living here already.
Giving the place your own touch? Are those new mugs?
Yeah, do you like them?
Very much. Lovely colours.
Wait till you see the teapot.
Oh, yeah. Very Clarice Cliff.
Well, a good imitation.
And a matching milk jug.
Isn't it cute?
Very. I don't think Tom's ever had a milk jug before.
I just thought the place could do with brightening up a bit. So we went shopping yesterday.
We went shopping? You took Tom to buy crockery.
And duvet covers and cushions. Oh, and we've ordered some curtains. It was his idea.
Well, he's a changed man.
For the better, I hope.
Oh, it's nice to see him so happy. Mum and Dad are so pleased.
Really? I was a bit worried about that.
Are you? Why?
Well, Pat was so close to Brenda.
She still is. But she's always had a very soft spot for you. You know, the teenage environmental activist.
Teenage nightmare, more like. Well, that's nice to know.
She could see things weren't right between Tom and Brenda towards the end.
Could she?
Oh, yeah. Probably before he did, really.
Hey, could you make the tea, Helen? Oh, I want to find us some biscuits.
Well, Mum's instincts are always sound. Oh, she never liked Rob.
Oh, Helen.
Should have listened to her. And you?
Oh, I hate to see what he's done to you.
Let's not spoil our lovely afternoon talking about him.
No.
We'll have our elegant afternoon tea and take Henry to the bonfire.
I don't know who's more excited, him or Tom.
So David is responsible for this wonderful bonfire.
It's very impressive.
Oh, well, I had help. My son, Josh... And Jamie, of course.
Yeah, Jamie's training to be a tree surgeon.
Thank you, darling. I feel I should be taking notes.
Ah, you'll soon get to know people.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always popular. It's a real village occasion.
Well, that's why I brought Jess along.
Reminds me of the village I grew up in. We always had a bonfire.
Oh, yeah, famous for miles around. Well, that's what brought me there. And you, of course, darling.
It was Rob's idea of a first date.
You asked me.
We won't quibble about it. It was such a long time ago.
Oh, there's my sister. Shula, over here. So, you were childhood sweethearts?
Afraid so.
Yeah, we met at Young Farmers.
Oh, you and hundreds of others.
Yeah, who needed online dating?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Ah, Shula, this is my wife, Jess.
Oh, good to meet you. I was very sorry to hear about your dad.
Oh, thank you.
This is a friend of mine, Daryl.
Evening.
Nice to meet you, Daryl. I was hoping I'd bump into you, Shula. You run the stables, don't you?
Yeah. Do you ride?
Oh, yeah. Jess is very keen.
I'm hoping I can take up my riding again when I move up here permanently. Keep my own horse, maybe.
Oh, well, Shula will sort you out.
Yeah, of course. Just let me know if you need any help.
Thank you. And do you work at the stables too, Daryl?
Me? No, I'm a carpenter. At least I was.
You still are. Daryl's staying with us at the stables at the moment.
Are you having a lot of carpentry work done?
Well,
I'd do more. You know you've only got to ask. Now I've got my tools.
Daryl, could you do me a favour? I haven't had time to get myself a drink.
Oh, I'll get one for you, David. Of course I will.
Would you? Oh, good man. I'll just have a half. Look, here's a fiver. Have one for yourself.
Oh, cheers. Shan't be long.
Thanks.
Oh, dear. Have I put my foot in it?
No. Don't worry. Daryl's just one of Shoeless lame ducks.
That's hardly fair.
Well, don't know what else you'd call him.
Well, he's had a lot of bad luck. He is a skilled carpenter.
Really?
Yeah, but the work dried up. It put a strain on his marriage.
His wife threw him out and now he's homeless.
Yes. Well, he would be if Shula hadn't taken him in.
Well, yes.
Jess is a social worker. You'd never guess, would you?
Oh.
Sorry. It's such a familiar story.
Yeah, which we can talk about another time. Ah, there's Linda. You've got to meet her.
Oh, yeah, she's a village institution.
All right. But seriously, Shula, if you want to talk, if there's anything I can help with...
Oh, thank you. I am a bit out of my depth.
I'm sure you're a great support to him. Honestly, any time.
Oh, thank you. What a nice woman.
Yeah, isn't she? You should talk to her, Shula.
Maybe. Perhaps I should check Daryl's okay.
No. I'll go. You deserve a night off from your social work, too.
Well, thanks for dropping me in it.
You wanted us to get more involved in village life.
I didn't notice you offering to audition, just volunteering me.
I wasn't the leading light of the UniGNS Society. It serves you right for dragging me away from Shula, just when we were getting to know each other.
I didn't want you to get trapped into talking shop all night. You liked Linda, didn't you?
Yes. She's charming and so enthusiastic. I'm sure her Christmas play is going to be a great success, especially now you're in it.
I may not be.
Oh, come on. She's clearly desperate.
Oh, thanks.
She wants you to come for an audition tomorrow.
Yeah, she was a bit eager.
Mm. You're probably her last hope for a good Robin Hood. It's so difficult to get men involved in village theatricals.
Well, they've got more sense.
Can't wait to see you in green tights.
Yeah, you're not selling this to me.
Oh, you'll change your mind when you find your maid Marion is some beautiful young thing.
I don't think that's very likely. Oh, well, I don't suppose it'll take too much of my time.
No. I mean, it's not like Robin Hood's a big part.
It's a village play, Jess. I'm not playing Hamlet at the RSC. No, I expect they just throw it together and everyone has a laugh.
Oh, aren't you going to say hello to your friend?
What friend?
Well, that sweet little boy. He's waving to you.
Where? I'll just wave back.
Oh, he's very cute. What's his name?
Henry.
Is that his dad?
No, that's his uncle.
And what's his name?
Tom. Tom Archer.
Okay. So is he related to David and Shula?
Yes, he's their first cousin once removed or something. I don't know.
Oh, look at him. Should we go and say hello? He's still waving.
I think you've met quite enough people for one evening. Anyway, the fireworks will be starting soon. Come on, we need to get a good place.
Of course, Guy Fawkes Night in New Zealand isn't like this at all.
No, it must be warm for a start.
Yeah, it's our spring.
No, I suppose it is. What a strange idea.
That's what we celebrate, really.
Oh, that's nice.
I like it better here. I like a lot of things better here.
The fireworks will be starting soon if you want to get a good spot.
Is Jamie going to help you with them?
Yeah, he's my right-hand man.
Do you want me to tell him that you're ready?
No, don't worry, I'm sure you'll...
It's okay, Uncle David, I'll go find him for you.
Oh dear, is it love?
I'm afraid so. She was a little shadow at the wedding.
Oh, poor Muriel.
Poor Jamie. He's being very patient with her.
Have you noticed Tom and Henry on your travels?
Yes, actually. I think Henry got a bit bored, so Tom took him closer to the bonfire.
Oh, should we go and find them?
Yeah, we'd better.
It's Shula I'm looking for.
Oh, can't help you there, I'm afraid.
She was worried about Daryl. I hope she's not going to let it spoil her evening.
Oh, yeah, we saw him by the drinks table.
No Shula, though.
Oh, well, that's something. Maybe she took my advice. I told her to leave the social work to Jess.
Jess?
Oh, yeah, Rob Titchener's wife. Haven't you met her yet? She's very nice.
Oh, they're here?
Yep. Seems she really wants to get a feel for Ambridge life.
Right.
And, well, bonfire, you know, good place to meet people.
Yeah.
No, you'll like her. Rob seems a lot more relaxed, too.
Does he?
Well, it must be a strain for him, living apart from her.
He seems to have managed.
Well, you can see he's happier now she's here. Ooh, and talking of happy couples, Kirsty, I hear congratulations are in order.
Are they?
You've moved in with Tom.
Oh, yes. Who told you that?
Tom. Couldn't talk about much else. Anyway, I'd better get this party started. I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you, David. Helen, are you all right?
Not really, no.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
It's bound to happen sometime.
Even so, it's still a shock.
I'd imagined, I don't know, that I'd have some time to prepare myself. Oh, I suppose that was silly.
No, not at all. Oh, Helen, is there anything I can do?
Yes. Can I ask you a big favour?
Anything.
I don't want to spoil Henry's evening, but I can't stay here, not now.
No, of course you can't. We'll look after him for you.
Oh, would you? He's so excited about the fireworks. I don't think he'll mind.
We'll tell him Mummy had a headache. Don't worry, we'll make sure he has a good time and bring him back afterwards.
Oh, thank you.
But what about you?
I'll just get off home.
Are you sure you're going to be all right on your own?
Oh, yes. As long as I can get out of here.
I could find Tom, explain what's happening. I could come back with you.
No, I need to go now. I can't risk meeting them. Not yet.
Oliver?
Hmm?
It's Calm. I've had the letter from the local authority.
And? Don't keep me in suspense.
It's good news. They're not going to prosecute.
Oh, darling, that's marvellous.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
I never really thought they would.
Oh, there was always that chance, though, wasn't there?
Hmm.
Sometimes they just want to make an example of people.
Yes. Well, I know how worried you've been about it.
Oh, I have. Such a weight off my mind.
It must be.
Though we have to be very careful in the future. They're very stern about that.
Well, they have to cover themselves.
Very serious consequences if there's a recurrence.
Well, there won't be, will there? Not now you're firmly back in charge.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, don't think about future problems. Just enjoy this moment.
Yes, I am. Oh, I can't quite believe I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Well, you don't.
I got quite sick with nerves every time I had to sort through the post. Silly, wasn't it?
No. You're a very conscientious person.
I almost didn't dare open the letter when it came. I was trying to read it through the envelope. I know. Quite mad.
Well, that's what stress does to you. You deserve a little treat.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, I do. So how about I come up and we have a nice, leisurely, carefree lunch, eh?
Oh, that would be lovely, but...
No buts. That's settled.
No, I was just going to say we aren't quite carefree.
Huh?
We haven't heard back from Joe's solicitor about our revised offer.
Don't start worrying about that.
I'm not worried, exactly. I just want to be back on good terms with the Grundys.
Well, I'm sure we will be.
I'd like it over with. And if they're taking this long to make up their minds...
Well, they were bound to want to think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you don't even know if they've had the letter yet. You know what solicitors are like.
Mm. Mm. Yep. I mustn't make a habit of worrying about things I can't control.
No, you mustn't. So, are we on for lunch?
Oh, that'd be lovely. We've got a lot to talk about.
Helen not coming in this morning? I thought she was going to make some cheese.
No, she's not very well, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. What's the matter?
She got a migraine last night. Had to come home from the bonfire.
Oh, I suppose all the bright lights from the fireworks could bring it on.
She didn't even get to see them.
Oh, that's a shame. They were so good this year. Best ever, Eddie thinks.
She can't seem to shake it off. She looked terrible this morning.
Yeah, really bad migraine can bring you down.
I sent her straight back to bed. Luckily, it's one of Henry's days with Sarah anyway.
Didn't he get to see the fireworks? That's a shame. George and Kira had a lovely time.
Oh, no, Tom and Kirsty looked after him. Couldn't let Henry miss out.
Oh, and Kirsty's moved in now. That's nice.
It is. Wonderful to see Tom happy again. Happier, if anything.
It all worked out for the best in the end.
Yes, it did. And Brenda's found herself a job in London, so they're both sorted.
Any news from Cathy about the job she went for?
Well, the one in Felpersham?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a second interview.
Oh, that's good.
It's promising. Fingers crossed.
Got mine crossed already for Joe. More than he can do himself, poor love.
Is it today he goes to the fracture clinic?
Yes. He should be seeing the doctor now. There. That's that lot done. Oh, can I take a pot home for Joe? He likes the raspberry yoghurt.
Of course you can.
Oh, gets a bit low about it all. Might cheer him up.
Poor Joe.
He has been a bit better about doing his exercises recently.
You're really worried about him, aren't you? Do you want to take a bit longer at lunchtime? Pop in and see how he got on.
Do you want another coffee?
I didn't want the first one.
Oh, Dad.
I told you I didn't.
I thought we could both do with a bit of a sit-down before we set off home.
Don't know what good that's going to do.
Well...
I don't know nothing but sit around these days.
You've been out and about with Jim. The doctor was quite pleased with you.
Oh, face the facts, Eddie. You saw what happened when I tried to move my fingers. I was in agony.
Well, it was bound to be painful.
Painful? It wasn't painful. And I didn't even do nothing with them. I couldn't.
You hadn't used them. It's going to take time.
Eddie, I couldn't even touch me little finger and thumb together. Well, little Bobby can do that.
I reckon the doctor thought there was a bit more movement.
Oh, did he? That's why he thinks I should go without the splint, is it? Well, it's the only bit of comfort I got.
Oh, dear.
Well, I can't even pick things up proper, Eddie.
You won't have to. Just try to manage without the splint when you can, so your arm can strengthen up a bit.
I don't know.
You've just got to try, Dad. I'm sorry.
What a way to spend the few years I got left.
Oh, don't talk like that.
That's how I feel.
Well, maybe when your compensation comes
through. I'm sorry, Eddie. I know you're trying to cheer me up, but all the money in the world ain't going to make up for what I've been through.
You're sure I can't tempt you to a glass of wine?
No, I told you. I'm working.
Oh, just half a glass. It's lovely.
I'm sure it is. At first it's just half a glass, then it's a whole one, then it's two. Before you know where you are, you're...
You're
Ray! Oh, Lord, at least we can laugh about it now.
Oh, I am so sorry, Caroline. Not one of my better decisions.
Oh, well, water under the bridge.
Ah.
I feel as if I've moved on already. You've no idea what a difference getting that letter has made to me.
I have. Oh. You've got that sparkle back in your eye.
Didn't realise how much it was getting to me.
No one else would have guessed. You've been brilliant over the past weeks.
Oh, I've tried.
Everyone was so demoralised when we got back.
Yes, they were.
But you rallied your team and got them all working together again. You're a great manager.
Compared with Ray.
Well, compared to anyone. You, darling, are a shining beacon of talent and integrity. What?
I think that wine's gone to your head, Oliver.
No, I know. I'm proud of you, that's all. I mean, look at Roy.
Mm.
Yeah, I've been thinking about Roy myself.
I mean, you trained him brilliantly. And the reason he's doing so well at Lower Loxley is that you saw his potential and brought it out.
Yeah, that's what I enjoy doing. I am proud of him.
Well, you enjoy it. And you're good at it, so why...
Don't I do more of it?
Well, yes.
That's what all this praise was softening me up for.
No, I said it because it's true. I just don't think you're making the best use of your talents.
Taking on the day-to-day responsibilities of a deputy manager. Yes, I agree with you.
You do?
Yes. I am a good manager, so that's what I should be doing.
Hallelujah! The words I've been waiting to hear you say.
You like what I'm going to say next, even better.
Hmm?
I know I always said we couldn't afford a deputy manager, but now...
Now?
Now I think we can't afford not to have one. All that stress and overwork made me ill.
It did indeed.
And look what happened because of that. That certainly wasn't good for the business.
No, it certainly wasn't.
It can't happen again. It would finish us.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Yes. We should advertise for a deputy manager. As soon as possible.
Brilliant. Well, but never mind about half a glass of wine, darling. This calls for champagne.
He's having a lie down.
Was as bad as that?
Oh, it's just... I think he expected to be able to do more.
Oh, dear.
With him trying to exercise over the last few days.
Well, he has had a bit of a go.
It just hurt when they asked him to show them.
Poor Joe. It's so disappointing.
Sends him right back down again.
I was so hoping for some good news. I mean, what with everything Edward's going through, too.
Oh, it's open season on the Grundys again.
No, no, we're having a run of bad luck.
Other people are making it worse. You know, folk are bellyaching about those signs Edward's put up.
What about the dogs?
Yeah, flaming cheek. Of course he doesn't want dogs near his cows.
Well, you know what some dog owners are like. They're in a minority, but... Oh, look at the trouble David had.
And do people complain about the notices Kenton put up in the bull?
Well, they did, actually.
Oh, did someone have a go, then?
Yeah. Kenton just said he was trying to encourage people to be responsible.
Every time we get driven right down...
Oh, love, you mustn't get so upset.
I'm not upset. I'm angry. Where's the new offer? How can Caroline put an old man through this?
Well, it might be held up at a solicitor's. I'm sure she wants this settled as much as we do.
Well, it's not good enough. I'm going to ring ours, see if they can do something about it.
If you think that would help.
I've got to do something, Clary. Dad can't go on like this. He just can't.
We should specify we want someone with experience.
You said I was brilliant at bringing Roy on.
Ah, well, this is a different situation. I want us to find someone you can feel confident with, so they can get on with the job and you can step back from it.
Sounds appealing, I must say.
Basically, we want Roy, with the experience.
Yes, but why would someone like that be looking for a deputy manager's job? If they really were like Roy, they'd be wanting the next step up.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, they might feel that being deputy is what they do best.
Then why would anyone let them go? We can't offer the huge salary you need to tempt someone like that away.
Well, they might want to move themselves. I mean, there are plenty of reasons someone might be contemplating a sideways move.
Like what?
Relocation? I mean, look at Rob Titchener's wife.
Oh, true, true.
Sounds like Borsetshire Social Services will be lucky to have her.
OK, all right. We'll put experience preferred.
Not essential?
No. Let's keep our options open. Right, I think that's everything.
Are you sure? Looks a bit short to me.
You don't want to make a job description too long. Puts people off.
Fine. Let's get it on our website, then.
Oh, I don't want to do that before we've told the staff.
Good point.
They've been so loyal, especially Linda. I don't want her to hear about it from anyone else.
We'd never hear the last of it.
No. It's bad enough when we book Ray. She really slapped my wrist.
As only Linda can. Do you think she'll apply?
Oh, I'm sure she will. Just covered for me before.
And she did handle the race situation very well.
She did.
How would you feel about it?
Oh, I honestly don't know, Oliver. We can't decide anything until we see who's out there, can we?
I want you see.
I've explained, Henry. You'll be having your lunch soon. Now, come on, get back in your buggy.
No.
If you don't, you can't go and play with Rowan, can you?
No. I won't play games.
Henry, will you just shut up and get in your buggy?
No.
Stop. Get in. You're driving me crazy.
Here, what's all this?
Oh, Adam. Henry is just being so unbearable.
Oh, dear. What's the matter, Henry?
He's off to have lunch with his friend Rowan, but he won't get back in his pushchair.
Is it far?
Quite. But I needed a walk. Then I wanted to get something from the village shop, so I let him out of his pushchair, and then he's got the sweets, which of course he can't have. And now he won't get back in, and we're going to be late. I don't know why he's just being like this. Stop saying that, Henry.
Hey, are you hungry, Henry? Tell you what, why don't I give you and Mummy a lift? I'm sure there's a lovely lunch waiting for you.
The soup should be ready soon.
No rush. Nice of you to give me lunch.
It's just soup and cheese. It's not very celebratory. If we've got something to celebrate.
I'm not sure.
You haven't heard about the job in Felpsham yet?
Oh, yes. They rang this morning and offered it to me.
Oh, Cathy, that's great. I'm so pleased for you. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, you don't seem very happy about it.
It was a relief, of course. But then, when I started to think about it...
You've got some reservations?
Well, maybe I'm being silly.
Well, you don't have to take the job just because they've offered it to you, if it's not what you want.
I'm still not sure. I talked it over with Jamie, and he was all for it.
But not enough to convince you?
I want to be sure I'm doing the right thing.
Well, of course you do.
Mm. Oh, this is nice.
Well, it's only the bull.
Even so, a very good idea.
Well, I thought maybe you could do with a treat. And Henry seemed to settle down very well with Rowan.
Oh, yeah. It's just me who can't handle him. I'm so sorry about that, Adam.
Oh, don't be silly. All mothers lose their rags sometimes.
Oh, they don't all start screaming like fishwives. I don't know who was behaving worse, Henry or me.
Well, maybe you just needed a bit of a break from each other.
Or a referee. Oh, what a spectacle.
You did seem very upset. Is something else bothering you?
No. No. I'm afraid I just don't have a good temperament to deal with the terrible twos.
We're all on Henry's third birthday, then.
Yes. Oh, Helen, Adam, how nice.
Hi, Kirsty. Do you want to join us?
Yeah, we're having lunch. We haven't ordered yet.
Oh, I was supposed to be meeting Tom, but...
But he stood you up. How fickle is that man? Tired of you already.
I don't think that's very likely.
No, it's his sausages.
Well, of course it is.
It's National Sausage Week.
Well, how could I not know that?
He's had a rush of last-minute orders. He needed to sort out some extra production.
Well, it's good they're doing so well.
Yeah, good for us if it means we'll have the pleasure of your company.
Mm. Oh, how could I resist such a charming invitation?
We could make it a party. Rob and Jess have just come in.
What?
You two haven't met Jess yet, have you?
Well, no, but...
Oh, you'll like her. She's lovely. Rob, Jess, over here.
Mm. It is only a one-year contract to cover a maternity leave.
So it's just a short-term solution, really. You want some more bread?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Yes, it is.
Although sometimes women don't want to come back to their original job.
Mm, I thought of that.
Prefer to go part-time or take on another role altogether.
It will be quite a hard job to combine with having a small baby, with the shifts and everything.
Exactly.
But I can't bank on her not coming back. Oh, this is delicious, Pat.
Good.
Jamie says another job there might come up in the meantime. Ever the optimist.
Oh, you'd be well placed to get it. And with it being part of a chain, they might have opportunities at some of their other places.
Mm, don't know about that. Felpsham is quite far enough for me. I prefer to work close to home, if I can.
Well, unless you can find a job actually on your doorstep...
Which is very unlikely.
I have to say, it does sound ideal to me.
Yes, I know. I'm going to take it.
Well, I think it'll be a wonderful new start for you. Why don't you ring them now?
How's your shepherd's pie, Jess?
Mmm, absolutely delicious.
Frieda's shepherd's pie is famous throughout Borsetshire. Isn't it, Helen?
Yes.
Well, I've been raving about it to her for months.
Have you? So what do you do, Kirsty?
I work in Ambridge Organics with Helen.
Oh, I must come and do a big shop. We love organic food. I'm surprised you didn't mention it to me, Rob.
Well, I
suppose you're going to tell me you've been too busy working to cook.
Oh, no, Rob's been quite a frequent visitor.
Honestly, you can't believe a word this man says.
And how's your job hunt going, Jess?
I've been putting a few feelers out while I've been up here, but it'll have to be on hold until I'm sure Mum can manage without me.
Yes, of course.
But that shouldn't be too long. She's doing really well, bless her.
Yeah. We were all sorry to hear about your dad.
Thanks.
Jess thought she could do agency work if she couldn't find a permanent post straight away.
Yes. I think I've kept this man waiting long enough. He's been very patient.
Sorry. You all right, Kirsty?
Yes. Something just went down the wrong way.
Here, have my water.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, that's kind.
So, anyway, Jess is very keen to move here as soon as she can.
Ah, that'll be nice for you, Rob.
And me. I'm quite sold on Ambridge.
We think it's a bit special, don't we, Helen?
Yes. It's such a friendly place.
Can be. To the right people.
I hope I'm going to be one of them.
Of course you are.
You'll be a great asset to village life. Just be careful if Linda Snell asks you to do anything.
Well, it's too late for that. Jess has already dropped me in it with her.
Well, you didn't take that much persuading.
Well, don't tell me you're going to have a part in this year's extravaganza.
Oh, not just any old part. He's going to be Robin Hood.
You're going to be Robin Hood?
Yes. Why, are you in it?
Yes. I'm Maid Marian.
I am worried about Helen.
I can see you are.
It's obviously something she's not telling us.
It does sound like it.
And she's really short-tempered with Henry at the moment, and it's not like her.
No, it's not. Do you think Tony might be right? It's a love affair gone wrong.
I hope not. But it would explain a lot of things.
But wouldn't she just tell you?
I don't know. Maybe not. After what happened with Jono, she was very...
Oh, sorry. I don't have to take that.
No, go on.
It's Caroline. I wonder what she wants.
Sorry to break the party up, but I've got a stack of paperwork waiting on my desk.
Always work first with this man. Nice to have met you, Helen. And you too, Kirsty.
It was nice to meet you, Jess.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure you'll be seeing a lot more of each other when Jess moves up.
I hope so.
Bye. I'll come out with you, Rob. There was something I wanted to ask you. Work-related, I'm afraid. Sorry, Jess.
Oh, Helen, I'm so sorry.
What for?
I wasn't much use to you.
I don't think anyone could have helped me.
Oh, but seeing him sitting there, all lovey-dovey with that nice woman.
She was nice, wasn't she?
As if butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. Oh, it made my blood boil.
At least you managed to say something.
Not half of what I wanted to say.
I was paralysed.
Oh, you're very lucky I didn't throw his shepherd's pie in his face.
Oh, it was so awful.
Oh, Helen, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
It's not your fault. It's my fault.
Oh. Oh, love, of course it isn't. You mustn't think like that. Oh, Helen, don't cry. He's not worth it.
Helen, what's the matter?
I can't. It's just...
First that dreadful meal and now this. What on earth's going on?
Thank you, Caroline. That's very kind of you. See you tomorrow. Oh, I don't believe it.
Was Caroline saying what I think she was saying?
She's advertising for a deputy manager.
Oh, Cathy. Oh,
she told the rest of the staff this lunchtime. She didn't want me to hear it from anyone else.
Well, that was thoughtful of her.
Oh, she is thoughtful. She really looks after her staff. She's one of the best managers I've ever worked for.
And you'd like to go on working for her?
I can't now, can I? Oh, if only she'd phoned half an hour earlier.
You'd have turned the other job down?
I don't know. I might have. But it's all academic now. I told her I'd accepted it.
Maybe I was wrong about Ambridge being a friendly village.
Sorry, they're not usually like that.
I don't know why I got off on the wrong foot with them.
No, it's not your fault.
No.
It did seem to be you Kirsty had the problem with. Why is she so horrified at you being Robin Hood? She couldn't hide it.
Well, she probably wanted her boyfriend to do it, Tom Archer. She's just moved in with him, so...
I see. I hope she gets over it, or it's going to be a very odd production.
Yeah, I hope so too.
At least she spoke. Is Helen always that silent?
Her family recently went out of dairying. She's very loyal to them. I expect Helen was just having an off day.
She did look very pale. I hope the poor girl's all right.
Such a comfort, the Ambridge ducks.
Are they?
Whatever's happening to you, they're always there. Quacking and waiting for people to throw them some bread.
We should have brought some with us. We certainly didn't eat much of your sandwich.
No.
Do you feel like talking about it now?
Oh, you're spending your day mopping me up.
I don't mind.
You must have had better things to do with your afternoon.
I wasn't going to leave you on your own. And Kirsty had to get off to the shop.
She's been such a good friend to me.
And I'd like to be.
Oh, you always are, Adam.
Well, then.
All right. I've been having an affair with Rob Titchener.
What?
I knew you'd be shocked.
No. No, just incredibly surprised. You and Rob?
Me and Rob. Until when her dad died, and he went to see her and then told me he couldn't see me anymore.
Oh, Helen.
So predictable. All the clichés. I really, really thought... Oh, well. Now you can despise me.
Oh, Helen.
It's what I deserve.
Believe me, Helen. I haven't always exactly... Let's just say I'm in no position to throw stones. We all make mistakes.
I seem to make more than most people.
We're all fools when we think we're in love.
I went into this with my eyes open. At least I thought I did.
We kid ourselves.
I believed him. And he said how difficult she was, how things were nearly over between them.
He might have believed it himself.
And I wanted to. And now I've met her and seen them together.
Yeah.
Oh, Adam, I've been such a fool.
You already, I'm glad you're back. Wilson's rang.
And?
Grey Gables is offering us £3,000.
£3,000? Are you sure?
I asked him twice. They'll be sending a letter to confirm.
Oh, that's great.
That is.
Oh, I knew it. I knew if we hung on, they'd have to improve it.
Well, I don't see this very often, Eddie, but you was right.
Oh, we've played a blinder on this one, Dad.
Oh, such a relief it's all over.
More than a relief. £3,000. Think what we can do with it.
Hey, not so much as a we.
Oh, you know what I mean. Hey. We can get you some extra physio now.
No, that's a funny thing. Ever since I got that call, my hand don't feel so bad.
Do you fancy a coffee, Lindy?
That would be nice.
What's that you're looking at?
The job description for the deputy manager's post.
Oh, I see. Well, that's very concise.
Well, it's enough for me. No one knows better than I what the job entails.
You're seriously thinking of applying?
Well, of course. Especially now I know Kathy's out of the running.
She's not applying.
No, she got that job in Felpersham.
Oh, that is good news. I'm pleased for her.
Well, so am I. I mean, I don't want to sound selfish, but it's good news for me too. It clears the field.
They're going to be external candidates.
Of course, but I like to think my years of long service will count for something.
I'm sure they will.
And it's the opportunity I've been waiting for, Robert.
I know. But you can't wait too long for something.
What do you mean?
No, what does he want? Are you, Dad?
At last. I've been trying you for ages.
Well, I'm strawing down ready for the cows. I didn't hear the phone.
Oh, I see.
So what's so urgent you couldn't just leave a message?
I've got some great news I wanted to tell you myself.
Well, go on then.
Grey Gables sent their new offer.
How much?
£3,000. £3,000.
Right. So Grandad's going to accept it?
Of course he is.
Well, he turned down the last one.
This is twice as much.
Yeah, exactly. They might double it again if you hang on.
I think that will be pushing our luck. I thought you'd be pleased.
No, I am, if that's what Grandad wants.
He's over the moon.
I just think people like us need every penny we can lay our hands on. You never know what's round the corner, do you?
That's true.
Maybe that's just me, though.
I know you're having a tough time.
Nah, forget I said anything.
No. You've given me something to think about.
Well, I'm surprised you feel like this. I thought you would back me all the way.
I will, if you decide that's really what you want to do.
Don't you think I'm capable of taking on this job, Robert?
Capable?
Well, I'm glad you think so.
You've just proved it.
Have I?
With all the trials and tribulations you went through while Caroline was away, you were magnificent.
Well, it was a baptism of fire, but I've always wanted more responsibility.
Well, I saw it rather differently. I saw what it took out of you.
What else could I do,
but
Robert?
Nothing. You're so conscientious. If you get this deputy manager job, I know you'll throw yourself into it heart and soul.
And you think that's a bad thing?
I think there's so much more to your life than your work, Lindy. And you throw yourself heart and soul into that, too.
Well, I like to think so.
Your village activities. There's so many of them.
I enjoy them.
Being a wonderful grandma to little Oscar.
Well, that's not difficult.
Being a loving wife to me, the dear companion of my declining years.
Oh, Robert, don't be silly.
I'm not. We're not getting any younger, Lindy. Our time is precious.
You don't think I could manage all those things and do this job?
I'm sure you could, but what would it do to you?
Oh, Robert.
Look at the Christmas show. I know how much you love doing it.
Mm, it's one of the high spots of my year.
And the villages, but it's never an easy ride. You've only just got your leading man.
Yes. Well, maybe I could give someone else a chance to do it.
Would you? Really?
No, maybe not.
No one could do it like you, Lindy. Mm. No one else would dedicate so much time and effort. And that's true of everything you do.
Well, it's no small thing being a deputy manager of a concern like Grey Gables. I suppose something would have to go.
Realistically, yeah.
You may be right. It's just... Well, my career hasn't exactly followed a straight path.
Because you've led such an interesting life outside work.
Yes, but if I did get promotion, at least it will be some sort of recognition.
Of what? You know how much Caroline and Oliver value you already. You've got nothing to prove to them.
Well, maybe it's myself I'm trying to prove something to.
I understand. You might feel you've been overlooked and not appreciated in the past, but would this job really make up for that?
Robert, it will be the chance to show what I could do. My last chance.
If that's the most important thing to you, go for it. I just want you to be sure it really is.
You still brooding about what Ed said to you?
I'm wondering whether the lad might have had a point.
He said if I was happy, he was happy, didn't he?
Yeah. But maybe you'd be even happier if we hung on a bit longer and you got even more money.
Yeah, you changed your tune since Monday. You was all for us getting it settled then.
I know, I'm just thinking, that's all.
Ah, well then you might like to think about how hard it was for me to turn down the first offer.
I hadn't forgotten.
And that was half what this one is. Let's not push it.
It might be worth at least asking our solicitors what they think.
Yeah, well, they've done very well to get us this much.
Yep, all right, I'll shut up about it. I'll make us that coffee.
Good.
Your money?
It is, and I'm glad you remembered that.
It's your decision?
It is.
Whatever makes you happy, makes me happy.
Very touching. Well, I'm glad that's settled.
Only, Dad...
Here we go.
It wouldn't hurt to sleep on it, would it?
Scruff, there's no need for that, you know, Ed. Morning, Ed.
Morning, Linda.
Checking your fences?
Yes, I am.
Very wise. You know what they say? Good fences make good neighbours.
I'm just making sure there aren't any gaps that dogs could get through.
Oh, very sensible. You don't want loose dogs getting in among your stock?
No, I don't. Did you see the notices I put up about dogs at the bottom of the path?
Yes, very professional, I thought. But if I could make just a tiny suggestion...
Yeah, if you like...
I think the bit about keeping dogs on leads is a little on the small side. It's actually quite difficult to read.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the important bit, isn't it?
Not to me.
I mean, I always keep Scruff on a lead when I'm crossing a farmer's field, whether there's livestock in it or not.
Yeah, but the thing is,
but
Linda...
But people that... can be very lax.
Yes, I know they can. And the truth is that I'd rather people didn't exercise their dogs up here at all.
But it's a public footpath.
Yes, I know. And I've got good cause to wish that it wasn't.
Ed, I know about the abortions and the cows you lost. Emma told me how worried you are.
So you can see why I don't want dogs on my land.
Well, I realise there could be a link.
There certainly could.
But I'm sure a domestic dog on a lead like Scruff here, surely he wouldn't really pose a threat.
There's no knowing that, Linda, and I'm the one that's losing the cows.
Yes, I'm sorry, Ed. I didn't mean to be insensitive.
Yeah, I didn't mean to snap. I know folks think that I'm making too much of this.
Well, not me. I sympathise. I mean, as a livestock owner myself,
livestock.
In a small way...
Oh, the llamas, yeah.
I did lose dear Wolfgang not long ago, if you remember.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes. Well, you don't have to worry about me, Ed. I won't walk Scruff here anymore.
Well, thank you.
And what's more, I'll explain to other people why you'd rather they didn't.
Would you? You know, I'm getting some stick about it already.
No, I'm sure that's just thoughtlessness. It might be better coming from me.
You know, I reckon it would. People will listen to you.
Hmm. Well, I'll do my best.
Thank you, Linda. That means a lot to me.
I'm sure Linda won't be long. She's just taken Scruff for a walk.
It's a bit of a cheat, me dropping in like this.
Oh, not at all. It's always nice to see you.
I just want to ask Linda something.
Well, anything I can help with?
Well, I wondered if she decided to apply for the deputy manager's job.
Oh, I see.
I know I've got absolutely no right to ask.
And I'm just surprised. Are you interested, then?
I might be.
I thought you'd accepted another job.
I have, but...
Now you're having second thoughts.
Yes. It's a good job, or I wouldn't have taken it.
But this would be a better one.
Yes. Permanent, on my doorstep, more responsibility.
I see your dilemma.
But I don't know what to do. I mean, there's no guarantee I'd get it, even if I did apply.
Well, there's nothing to stop you applying and finding out.
No, but if Linda was interested, she'd have a much better chance than me.
Maybe.
If she was going for it, that would be my decision made. That's my problem anyway. I really shouldn't have troubled you with it.
I tell you if I knew, but I don't.
I see.
She's still making up her mind. That's why she went for the walk.
Well, it is a big decision.
And I can't promise you she'll have come to any conclusion.
Oh, Robert, I had such a sad... Oh, Kathy, hello.
Hi, Linda. I'm sorry, I knew I should have rung.
No, not at all. It's always nice to see you.
It was just an impulse. I popped down in my lunch hour.
To see if you're interested in the deputy manager's job.
Oh, good heavens.
Well, there's no earthly reason why you should feel you have to tell me.
But... Cathy might be interested in the job herself, after all.
Oh, I see.
But if you were going for it, that would change everything.
Oh, Cathy, surely not.
Yes, it would.
Well, I'm very touched, but you don't need to worry. I've decided I'm not going to apply.
Really?
Oh, Lindy, that's great news.
I thought you'd be pleased.
Are you sure? I don't want you to feel I talked you into it.
No. This is my decision. I suppose if I'm honest, my experiences with Ray did leave a mark on me.
Oh, you shouldn't let that put you off.
But it was a wake-up call. Responsibility isn't all roses.
Kathy's right, though, if that's your only reason.
No, I've got much better ones. You, the girls, little Oscar, all my friends in the village, everything I do with them, that's what's dearest to my heart.
And you're what's dearest to mine. You are an amazing woman.
Oh, Robert, what would Kathy think?
I think you're right.
But, Kathy, you're in a completely different position. You should certainly apply.
I don't know. I don't know if Caroline and Oliver would even consider me.
That's easily fixed. Why don't you just ask them?
Nothing left in this grass, I'm afraid.
Well, it's been pretty thin pickings for a few days now. That's it for another year, then.
Fair enough. I'll finish drawing down when I've seen to the Herefords.
Except we've been summoned to the Bull for lunch to Alton Kenton Hall.
Oh, can we give that a miss? We've seen Kenton before, and I'm sure we'll see him again.
Oh, don't be such a killjoy. It might be the last chance we get to see Meriel and Mel before they go back.
Yeah. Do you know when they're going?
This weekend. I'm not sure if it's Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, well, we better go then. I'll do the bedding later while you're milking. Oh, it's been really lovely having Meriel here. She's a nice kid.
Yeah. Jill's really going to miss her.
Yeah. Oh, actually, that reminds me. I've been meaning to tell you. You know that Mum's been driving them all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Very keen for them to sample all the delights of Borsetshire.
Yeah. But Mel, well, she doesn't like driving with Mum. Says she's not very good.
Oh, dear. Mm. Oh, David. Jim said something very similar to me.
Did he? Have you noticed anything?
No, but she doesn't ever drive me anywhere. I drive her.
Well, I hope it's not going to be a problem. It would really upset Mum if she had to stop driving.
Mm. Well, maybe she just needs some new glasses or something.
Well, I hope so. Is Elizabeth going to be able to come to this lunch, do you know?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Why?
Well, I just thought she might be too busy now they've started work on the accommodation block.
Jill said she might be a bit late. Bert will be pleased when it's finished.
Oh, he's not still going on about the noise, is he?
Like trying to work in a building site, he says.
He only goes up there for his guiding. Surely you can't hear it from inside the house.
He likes to stand outside and recite one of his poems for a grand finale.
Well, it sounds like the visitors might be having a lucky escape.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the least of his problems.
I know. He was moaning to Emma about it. I told him that wasn't very tactful.
No. Neospora in the herd. It is something to worry about. It's every farmer's nightmare.
We appreciate that, but not everyone does. Emma says Ed's been getting complaints about those notices he's put up.
What? They're perfectly legal.
I know.
I mean, so he naturally wants to keep dogs away from his young stock.
Such bad luck. Poor Ed.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad, it's so good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you too, Munchkin.
We're not too early, are we?
No, of course not.
Oh, I want to see you as soon as I could. I've missed you so much.
And I have missed you.
Oh, I wish I could have gone with you.
Well, hardly, darling.
So, did you have a good time? Jolene said you did.
Oh, the best. I mean, it is so beautiful up there.
Oh, yeah, we could see in the pictures you sent.
Yeah, well, I'll take you next time you come. Just the two of us.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Well, I'm back now, and I want to spend as much time with you as I can before you go home.
Me too.
Of course you do. But your father has got a pub to run.
Yeah. Mum, come on. First things first.
Oh, we're going so soon.
It might not be the best start to married life, leaving Jolene to do all the work.
Oh, no, I won't. But she'll want to see Meriel too.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, Reese has been doing sterling work. He's giving Jolene a debrief now.
We saw them as we came in.
Yeah, so I'm sure he wouldn't mind being in charge for a few more days. Probably enjoy it.
That would be good.
Oh, and perhaps Jamie could do a few extra shifts.
Oh, I'm sure he could.
Yeah, I couldn't see that idea appeals to you, but we're still going to have to ask him.
Oh, it was such a shame you missed the bonfire, Dad.
It was a super night.
Jamie's wood burned really well.
Yeah, well, that is what wood tends to do.
Do you want me to go and tell Jolene you think Jamie should do more shifts?
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sure he can wait.
I don't mind.
If it will make you happy, go on then.
I shan't be long.
Yeah, oh, and tell Jolene I'll be down soon.
Right you are.
I see her crush is still going strong.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, well, he's a nice lad. She's obviously inherited my good taste.
You enjoyed yourself then? Julian said you had.
Oh, Mum, it was the best holiday I have ever had. It was magical.
That is the idea of a honeymoon.
Well, finding the right person, that's the trick. I've definitely saved the best till last.
You do look great, both of you.
It just feels right.
I'm really pleased for you, Kenton.
Aww. So, are all the family coming to celebrate with me?
Of course. Well, Elizabeth might be a bit late. Uh-huh. David and Ruth can't stay long.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's a good job I've acquired a loving wife, then.
I'm sure they'll all be here.
Yeah, and Shula? I mean, I hope at least my twin is going to put in an appearance.
Well, I hope so too, but with Darryl still staying at the stables, well, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, he is a bit of a loose cannon. Was there more trouble while I was away?
I don't know. She's gone very quiet on me. But I don't think that's a good sign.
Shula, can I have a word?
Oh, just a quick one. I'm on my way down to the ball.
Desperate for a drink.
Kenton's back from his honeymoon. We're having a family party.
Oh, say, sorry. I was just, well, I won't hold you up.
So what is it you want?
I was wondering if you could lend me a bit of money.
I don't know, Darryl. I lent you some on Sunday, and that's all gone, has it?
Well, I had to stand my round at the bonfire. You said I should come with you.
So what do you need this for? I mean, you're having your meals here,
it's
so...
It's bus fare. I want to go into Borchester to see Anna.
And does she want to see you?
Yeah, she rang just now.
Oh, Darryl, do you really think that's such a good idea? You got so upset last time.
No, but...
And then look what happened.
I can't let her down again. I can't keep letting people down.
I know you don't mean to.
If I could just sort things out with Anna, it would make all the difference. I can't bear what's happened between us. It's eating me up.
I know it is. Oh, all right then.
Oh, thank you, Shula. Thank you.
I've only got £10.
That'll do. It's only bus fare. Maybe a cup of coffee.
Here you are then.
Thanks. I'll pay you back as soon as I get my benefits sorted.
Oh, don't worry. If you mend some fences with Anna, it'll be worth it.
Josh was telling me how much he enjoyed Adam's talk at Young Farmers last week.
It did seem to go down well.
Yeah, Adam told me he enjoyed it.
I expect they'll ask him again.
Did he happen to mention what Brian's planning to do for his birthday?
No, and I get the impression that Brian isn't too happy about it. You know, it being a more significant one.
Well, that's silly. I think the older you get, the more you should celebrate still being here.
Jennifer's planning something really special to cheer him up, apparently.
Mm, the mind boggles.
David! I hope Elizabeth's going to make it. She said she might be a bit late.
She's here.
Is she?
Yes, she's over there talking to Jolene.
Oh, yes. I didn't see her.
They're not very far away from us.
Among all the others in the crowd.
Oh, right.
Jill, are you having trouble with your eyesight?
Good heavens, no.
Well, that's good to hear.
Though, actually, I am probably due a visit to the opticians.
Are you?
I've had a couple of reminders.
A couple?
I know I should do something about it, but the optician I went to for years retired.
I thought you said he was sending you reminders.
No, his son's taken over the business.
Well, I'm sure he's just as good.
Maybe. He's just getting round to it, isn't it?
Well, I
didn't take to him, that's the trouble. I should find a new one, really.
We could help you.
Yeah.
You too?
Mm?
Your eyesight's perfect.
Well, we could ask around, though, Jill.
It's lovely to see you looking so contented.
I wish I could say the same about you.
Oh, I'm all right.
Oh, come on, Shula. You look worried sick. It's Darryl, isn't it?
Oh, you've been talking to Mum.
All she said was that you'd gone quiet.
Well, I didn't want to worry her.
Like that was going to work. Come on, you can tell me. I mean, what's happened?
Oh, I don't know where to start. It's one crisis after another with Darryl.
So I've gathered.
And none of it's going down very well with Alistair.
Oh, dear.
Today, Darryl wanted me to give him some money so he could go and see his daughter.
And did you?
Oh, yeah. That was probably a mistake.
Why?
I'm not sure he'll get there.
Oh, I see.
I'm not even sure that's what he really wanted it for.
Well, if you can't trust him, maybe you shouldn't have given it to him.
Oh, Kenton, if I don't trust him, no one will. I'm his last chance.
But that is too big a responsibility to take on.
Oh, that's what Alistair says. But if Darryl thinks no one has any faith in him, he'll just spiral down even further.
Yes.
I have to give him the benefit of the doubt. It's all he's got left.
That was a good party.
It was.
Oh, I love my English family.
We love you.
Oh, I wish I could see you more.
I wish you could too. But your dad told you they'll come out to New Zealand as soon as they can.
Oh, will you come with them?
I hadn't thought.
I had. You could stay longer. You don't have to get back to work like they do.
Yes, that's true.
You could stay for the whole summer. Our summer, I mean.
I don't know about that.
But the winters here are horrible. It's freezing already and it's only November.
You make it sound very tempting. But you'd have to ask your mum.
Oh, I have. Oh, she'd love you to come. We've had such a great time with you.
Really? Well, I'm glad.
Yes. If it wasn't for the weather, we wouldn't want to go home at all. So will you come?
I'll think about it, love. I'll certainly think about it.
You didn't have to come back with me.
No, I wanted to. You weren't exactly reassuring,
oh,
but...
Oh, no. Damn. No.
He didn't make it to his daughter's then.
Daryl.
Huh?
Daryl! Huh? What on earth do you think you're doing?
What? Oh, Shirley, you're back. Oh,
no! Daniel's videos!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that to happen.
What are you even doing here? You're supposed to be seeing Anna.
I know, but I couldn't face her without having a drink.
Oh, and that's where my money went.
Oh, I know I've made a mess.
These are ruined. They're just ruined.
No, it's all right, I'll replace
you
them.
You can't. Oh, Canton, all Daniel's videos. I just can't bear it. Yeah,
just get out, will you? Go and sleep it off. Yeah, right. I'm really sorry. Look, if there's anything
just
I can do...
Just go!
Yeah, all right.
Shula, you're right.
Oh, but his first steps. His first day at school. Mum was going to get them put on DVD.
Yes, I know. Well, maybe you'll still be able
to. No, look at them. That's it, they're gone. Oh, Canton...
It's too much, Shula. I mean, it's too much for you to cope with.
Oh.
Come on, you've tried, but this can't go on.
No.
No. You and Alistair are going to have to find a way...
No, I can't tell Alistair about this. He mustn't find out.
Well, how can he not? I mean, look at the state you're in. And what are you going to tell him about the videos?
I don't know.
Well, look, you can't lie to him, Shula. I mean, listen, you have got to tell Alistair. No, you must.
Oliver?
Yes?
I've just heard from Joe's solicitors.
Ah, at last. And?
Yes, they've accepted our offer.
Oh, that is good news. What a relief.
Yes, it is. You know, I was worried they might refuse and drag it out even longer.
Well, they can see it's a more than generous offer.
I hope so. Well, I hope this means things can get back to normal between us now.
I'm sure it does. Oh, darling, I'm so pleased for you.
It is another weight off my mind.
Yes. Well, hey, it's been a good week.
Yes, it has. Things are really starting to look up. The Christmas promotion's brought in a few more bookings.
Well, that's promising. And you said the tea dances were proving popular. What about the Christmas ball?
Mm-hmm. Yep, tickets are selling well for that too.
Great. Now all we need to do is find a new deputy manager.
Shula, can I have a word?
For heaven's sake, Daryl, be careful.
Sorry.
When will you learn? Have you forgotten what happened last week?
No, of course not.
Good.
I didn't want to miss you. I didn't want you to go out before we had a chance to, well, talk.
I see.
So, can we talk, please?
I suppose. But stand still and keep your voice down.
Thank you. Only, well, we haven't spoken since, well, since...
You've been in your room.
Yeah, too ashamed to show my face. I'm so sorry, Shula.
So you keep saying. Can you imagine what it felt like for me to come home and find someone in a drunken stupor on my own sofa?
It's pathetic. I'm pathetic.
Oh, and wallowing in self-pity doesn't help either.
I know, but...
Do something positive.
Yeah, I want to. Look, I'm so sorry about the videos.
I don't want to talk about it.
I'll put it right.
Oh, you can't, Daryl. You've destroyed them.
Oh, really...
don't say you're sorry.
Okay.
Don't you see? Your actions have consequences that can't be put right just by you saying you're sorry.
I know.
Then do something about it.
Daryl. You've surfaced at last, then.
Well, I thought it was better if I stayed in my room after what I'd done.
Well, what have you done?
We don't need to talk about that now.
No, I do. What is it this time?
The videos. The ones of Daniel when he was a baby. Shula says I've ruined them.
You've done what? When? How?
Yesterday afternoon. I didn't mean
yesterday.
To.
Yesterday? Shula?
There's no point in us talking about this now. I've got a lesson to give.
Okay, we can talk later, but I'm not busy. Daryl can tell me all about it himself.
I hope this isn't a bad time, Caroline.
No, it's fine. I'm a bit confused, to be honest.
Yes, I can see that.
I thought you'd accepted this job in Felbsham.
I have, but I...
You're having second thoughts?
Well, yes.
Well, we know the health club post doesn't fit the bill in the long term. Much as we regret it, of course.
Thanks.
So if the Felbsham job can...
No, I didn't come to talk about the health club. I wanted to ask you about the deputy manager's job.
Oh, see. I assumed you wouldn't be interested. Now you've had this other offer.
Well, I only just accepted that when you rang to tell me about the post here.
Oh, and if I told you before, you might not have accepted the new job.
I don't know. I'd certainly have asked if you'd even consider me as a potential deputy manager. So that's what I've come to do.
Right. I understand.
If you were looking for someone younger, obviously there wouldn't be any point in me applying.
We're looking for the best person for the job, whatever their age.
Really?
Yeah. And you know how much I appreciate the great work you're doing at the health club. Some of your ideas are brilliant.
Thank you.
So with the personal knowledge I have of you and all your previous experience, yes, you'd be very welcome to apply.
Good.
I can't make you any promises.
Oh, of course not. I wouldn't expect it.
I've no idea yet what the standards of the other applications will be like.
Yeah, I know what it's like.
But if you're prepared to take your chances like the rest of them, well, go for it.
Thank you.
But don't feel you have to just because we've had this conversation.
No.
A bird in the hand and all that. You see, it's a hard decision.
Yes, it is.
You have to think really carefully, Cathy. It's up to you.
It's very kind of you to let me get myself some breakfast.
I presume you haven't eaten since yesterday, since you didn't join us for supper.
No, and to be honest, I didn't have much lunch either.
Except a liquid one. So, let me see if I've got this right.
OK.
You borrowed some money from Shula to go and see Anna.
Yeah. You know I haven't got anything till I sort my benefits out.
Yeah, and I know exactly why you need to do that, but let's not go into that now.
Let's not.
But instead of using this borrowed money to go and see Anna, you bought all that booze, got drunk in our sitting room, and in the process completely destroyed some precious mementos of our son's childhood.
Sounds awful when you put it like that.
It is awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
What I don't understand is why you started drinking in the first place.
I needed some Dutch courage to go and see Anna.
Didn't work very well, did it?
No. And then when I couldn't face going, I just went on drinking.
Why?
To forget how much I was letting her down.
Bit of a vicious circle, isn't it?
I suppose.
No suppose about it. That's what happens with an addiction.
I ain't got an addiction. I'm not an alky.
No, not yet, but it's one of the first signs.
What is?
Doing things you don't mean to do, which hurt people you love. Doing things you don't mean to do which injure and upset people who are trying to help you.
I didn't mean to ruin the videos. It was an accident. It was Shula coming in like that. She...
What? You think she should have knocked?
She startled me. That's what made me knock it over. I didn't know the videos would be there.
It's our living room, Daryl. That's where we keep our stuff.
I didn't know it would ruin them completely.
There seem to be an awful lot of things you don't know.
Yeah, there are.
Do you know what your behaviour's doing to Shula? Have you got any idea?
I didn't mean to upset her like this. She's been so good to me.
Yes, she has.
You too. All you've said. Tough love, eh?
Tough, anyway.
Yeah. I've listened, yeah? I've taken it in. Things will be different from now on.
Yes. They will.
So, shall we start looking at the deputy manager applications?
Mm. You know, I'm surprised they've started to come in so quickly.
Well, that's a good sign, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, had another surprise this morning.
Huh?
Kathy might be interested.
But I thought she got a new job.
Oh, not as good as this one would be.
Ah, I see. Well, that would be ideal. I mean, someone on the spot we already know.
Well, might be.
Hang on. I thought you were a great fan of Kathy's.
Oh, I am. But we don't know who else is out there yet, do we?
That's true.
There might be someone even better.
We shouldn't be prejudiced in her favour.
Well, we can't be. It's not fair to the others.
No.
Or to Kathy. She'd have to get the job on her own merits.
Well, I'm sure she wouldn't want it any other way.
Mm. Yeah, if she applies.
So how do you leave it with her, then?
Well, I said we'd be very happy if she did.
Mm-hmm, we would.
But we couldn't make her any promises.
No, of course not. And how did she react?
Not sure. But I think she'd really like to carry on working here.
I've come in for a coffee, Alistair. I don't want an argument.
Neither do I. I'd just like to know why you didn't tell me what Daryl had done.
I was waiting for the right moment.
Were you?
You see, I knew you'd be angry.
Of course I'm angry. I know how precious they were to you and me, come to that. Aren't you angry?
Oh, yes, and I told him so.
But not me.
I knew you'd blame him.
Of course I do.
He didn't mean to do it.
Oh, I am getting a bit tired of that particular excuse.
Well, I was there. He didn't do it on purpose.
No. Someone forced him at gunpoint to buy the drink and then poured it down his throat.
Oh.
Give the man the dignity of being responsible for his own actions.
Well, I'm partly to blame. It was stupid of me to give him the money.
Then why did you?
Well, if he could make contact with Anna, get their relationship on track again, well, maybe then he wouldn't feel everything was quite hopeless.
She wants to see him. He's the one who keeps messing it up. I would call that his fault.
Oh, Alistair.
So what are you saying? Daryl doesn't have to take responsibility for his own actions?
Well, of course he does. I've told him.
You've told him, but you keep making excuses for him.
Yes. I don't think I'm handling the situation very well.
His situation, not yours. You have been kind, you have been helpful, you have been forgiving, and it hasn't changed a thing.
Oh, that's not fair. Daryl's got so many problems, you can't expect him to solve them all overnight.
Not when he keeps adding to them, certainly. Can you honestly say his situation has improved at all since he's been with us?
Well, he's clean, he's fed properly, he's asking me for help to get back on track.
He's not capable of accepting the help you're offering. Not at the moment.
Give him time.
We haven't got time. Daniel will be home in a couple of weeks.
I know.
And I know how much you've been looking forward to that.
I have.
So how much energy are you going to have left over from picking up the pieces of Daryl's life to enjoy time with your own son?
I'll find time.
Maybe you will, but will Daniel? Do you think he's going to be able to relax in his own home with Daryl here?
Daryl's got his own room.
Oh, come on, Shula. Daryl has taken over our home and your life, and you're too caught up in his problems to see it.
Well, of course Daniel comes first. And you. There's no question of
Prove
that.
Prove it.
Prove it?
Yeah, we had an agreement. You promised me that if this didn't work out, you'd ask Daryl to leave.
We can't. We can't put him back out on the street, the state he's in.
What? You want to wait till he's worse? Because he will be.
No.
Yes. Unless he gets the help he needs. His problems are too big for you to fix, and you know it.
Oh, but with no one... No one to help him at all.
Has he let you help him, really? I mean, you've just been propping him up, and it hasn't worked.
So, what? You're saying I should turn him out? Let him hit rock bottom? Let him think he's... totally on his own?
If that's what it takes. He's got to want to change his situation. Without that, you're just wasting your time.
Don't say that.
Well, it seems like I have to. How much lower does he have to sink before you admit it?
It's not about me.
It is now. How much more damage to our home and our family can you take?
I can't just watch him go under.
Well, it'll be worse if he takes you with him. For both of you. Look, darling, you're at breaking point.
Oh, Alistair.
He's got to go. Shall I tell him? Or will you?